So now we have prepared our slides. The next thing we want to do is to actually record the video, and we'll need a screen recording tool to do this. I'm using Snagit. Camtasia will come with one, but both of these are paid. Camtasia is amazing, but it's like $300. And so the easiest thing to do is to probably get OBS Studio, which is a free screen recorder, and then to also get a video editing tool, either Camtasia or DaVinci Resolve, which is also free. And so if you want a free option, this could be the combination for you. Get a very cheap mic off Amazon, they're like $20. You know, you don't have to overthink this and get like a $3,000 mic or anything. Keep it simple. And then also get the free audio editing tool Audacity if you do want to touch up your audio later. Although, you know, most video editors allow you to apply compression and noise reduction and things like that anyway. And then you want to record each video one by one, okay? So talk clearly, think about what you're about to say and record it. When I open up each slide here, generally I stop, I look at the screen, I work out what the slide's about, work out what I'm gonna say, and then start talking. But you know, because I've put so much time into actually preparing this, I can basically just read out the slides one by one. But you know, if you've not done that, then you will want to stop, look at the screen, think about what you're going to say, say it, and then move on to the next slide, and then you can just remove the gaps between the slides later on, okay? And you can also use, in the case of Google Slides and Canva, you can also record within the within Canva, within Google Slides, and add notes, and so the notes can kind of, you know, add to what you're going to say along with the slides. And then once you've done this, you now have a product, a video training course that you can sell online. You can sell it on your own website, put it on, distribute it via something like Podia, which will allow you to build up customers, or potentially add it to a site like Udemy and distribute on there. Okay, so congratulations. Once you've done this, you have your video training course. This is something that is going to build a relationship with your customers. Your customers are going to love it, and they're going to love you, and they're going to be much more likely to buy other things from you in the future.